The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Reish Ches, Sha'aval Asa B'Malacha. This simon introduces the different forms of work and pleasures prohibited by an avil, and it begins with focusing on the prohibition of the avil to do actual work. The mourner is not allowed to do business, as we're going to learn about in this simon. Let's begin with the Kitzer Sif Aleph. Elu dvarim sha'avil asur bohem. These are the things that a mourner is prohibited in doing. Kol Shiva, all the 7 days of mourning. Now we know that there are things that are still prohibited for the full 30-day period and for a parent the year, but this is focusing on the more intense part of the mourning, which is the first 7 days. So these are the things that are prohibited. Malacha, different forms of work, as we're going to learn about in this siman, running a business, and other forms of work. Berachitza, with bathing oneself for pleasure. Besicha, which would mean to anointing, put on lotions and oils, also for pleasure. Benidil sasandal, wearing leather shoes, v'tashon shamita, and marital relations. So these are the main prohibitions. V'isser, v'asser likris b'tayra, and he's also prohibited in learning Torah. And the reason for that is because avil is prohibited in engaging in forms of simcha, in forms of joy and merriment. And learning Torah, the Torah tells us, is mesam chilev, gladdens the heart, and therefore it's a form of simcha, and that's why it's not generally done. He is allowed to learn things that don't bring simcha, for example, Eicha, the Book of Lamentations, and other the laws of mourning, and other areas of the Torah that aren't so joyous. Also b'shel shalom, and also in the same vein, he can't exchange greetings. V'aser begihutz, he's not allowed to wash his clothing with asparas and take a haircut. V'chomini simchan, different forms of merriment. V'aser laniach tefillin b'yom rishon, on the first day, he does not wear tefillin because it says pe'erchachavu sholecha, that tefillin is called pe'er. Pe'er is a form of splendor, and on the first day of mourning, one does not have that splendor. As I mentioned before, this siman focuses on the first prohibition, which is work, and this is what we're going to learn about for the rest of the siman. Siv beis, malacha ketzer. What does it mean that he's prohibited in doing work? So there's an important difference between the first 3 days of avelos, which is more severe than the second 3 days. Kol shlosh yom harishonim, the first 3 days of mourning, asur malacha, he's prohibited in doing work. Even if he generally receives funds from tzedakah, so therefore he doesn't have much income at all, but still, first 3 days he should not do that. Now, obviously, if he doesn't have what to eat, then he can do some work. You know, that would be pekuach nefesh, or even if it's not really pekuach nefesh, it's sensible that he doesn't have to starve for those few days. Now, the point here is, and we're going to see brought, that the community is really supposed to provide for him those 3 days. Now, even though he needs the money, but he shouldn't do work, and the community should be providing for him his basic needs for those first 3 days. And from the fourth day and on, imu'ani, if he's poor, he doesn't have what to eat, so he can do some sort of work in his house, so he does in private, so therefore it's not so much going against the mourning because it's not in public, but he could do that just enough that he could live on. And also a woman who does some house chores in order to provide money for the family, let's say in the old days they would maybe weave or make butter or something like that. So one of these things, so she would be allowed to do it. Aval amr chachamim, but as I mentioned before, the chachamim say, tova me'era l'shchenov shetzricha l'kach. The chachamim say there should come like a curse on the neighbors that let him fall to that point, meaning to say that it's really the neighbor's responsibility that if he's in this situation, that he should be provided for. Because it's upon them to look after the poor, and definitely during the time of his mourning. And because of this, the Nitei Gavriel talks about how the custom is always to provide plenty of food for a person sitting Shiva, you know, that we don't even have to ask what his financial situation is, and even if they have the money, but it's a question of also just worrying about getting it, and that's a very important form of chesed, when a person is sitting Shiva, that other people should make sure that they have everything that they need in order that they could fulfill their obligation of mourning properly. Now, until now, we've been talking about the Aval actually doing the malacha, the work. That would mean for him actually to go into his store, into his business, and do what needs to be done. The more common scenario is that he's not going to go to the business, but what about the business being open through other people? And this is what Sif Gimel begins to address. I feel the last is malacha al yacherim, even to do it through others, but I feel al yacherim, even through a non-Jew, usher, it's prohibited. If it's very important, they could come to a loss, they should ask a question to a competent halachic authority. So the Kitzur sort of doesn't explain this halacha, but if you look in the actual Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah over there, it seems that after the first 3 days, if there's a loss involved, then one could do malacha through other people. That's what it seems from the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. So again, the first 3 days it should be really avoided at all costs, and the second 3 days, if necessary, it could be done through other people. Now Siv Dal continues, Kishem she'azur b'malacha, just as he's prohibited in doing work, kach asur l'elisa b'litim b'schayra. So even though he can't do crafts, but not only can he not do crafts, he can't do other forms of buying and selling as well, even though it's not really skilled labor. And if he does have merchandise, that if he doesn't sell it now, he's going to have a loss of principal. He should ask a question, and again, the kids are sort of leaving us in the dark, but really the halacha would be that if it's something that's going to have a loss, that he would be allowed to sell it. I saw an interesting question about a person who owns a grocery store, right? So he has that whole shipment of milk and all those perishables. So if he's not going to sell it, then he's going to have a loss. So based on this concept, they permit him to sell it, at least with someone else to run the store, because he would have a loss, because it would be perishable. And the Kitzur continues, bo shayarais haisvinais shemarichim ata bezul. If different caravans or boats or ships would come and they're selling now for cheap, and afterwards he won't be able to find the chenim who be rid, or the persons that one of these fairs that they used to have, that's how they would do a lot of the business for the whole year, and then he hears about a relative passed away. So the Kitzur says that he could do through other people. So basically, the bottom line is that by doing through other people, especially after the first 3 days of Avelis, or even before, if it's going to be a great loss, then he would be allowed to do that. Another scenario that the Pais can discuss is if he hired other workers, so he's going to have to pay their salary, even if he closes the business for a week. So therefore, he would be allowed to keep it open in order that he shouldn't lose the money of having to pay their salaries. Sifei, mutar lahalvas beribas alei acherim. What about lending money? And that was for many hundreds of years through the Middle Ages, Jews were very much involved in money lending. Now, so it's permitted to lend money with interest, which was the way that they made money, alei acherim, through others, lenachim, to non-Jews, haragilim, lulvas menu, to non-Jews that usually would borrow from him, but who had in limkar schar l'agrim etzlan, same that we shoot to some merchandise to those that normally are his customers, shelo yargilus asam eitz l'achem, because if he's not going to be available for them, then what are they going to do? They're going to start getting used to borrowing through someone else or buying from someone else. So therefore, there's going to be a long-term loss. So therefore, they would be allowed to do it through other people. So again, a major demarcation over here is whether or not the person themselves, the mortal themselves, is being involved, whether it's being done through others. Sivvav mutal l'shlech l'gvois chavaisav. If a debt is due, he can send someone to collect it. Sheish b'hem chash l'sham yiskalkalu. Because there's always the risk that if the person has the money now and they don't ask for the money now, that maybe it's not going to be around later. Siv zayin k'siva hamutaris b'chalamoid. Now, just like malacha means craftsmanship and earning money, malacha also means writing. So, says the Kitzer, we know in the laws of Chol HaMoed that there are forms of writing that are permitted and certain forms that are not. So it says, Ksiva mutaris b'Chol HaMoed, if it's a form of writing for a reason that will be permitted on Chol HaMoed, mutaris gam l'avel, it will be permitted to a mourner. If there's no one else that could do it. Obviously, in Chol HaMoed, you don't have that option, but with a mourner, if someone else could do the writing for him, so then it's better to be done that way. Now let's continue with Sif Ches. Ovel shesodehu biyad acherim barisus. A mourner whose field is in the hands of others barisus. Barisus was sharecropping. That's discussed a lot in the times of the Gemara, which is basically the field is given over, and he would get a percentage of the profits. The hainu l'shlush l'rvi, a third or a fourth of the profits. Oy schirut, oy b'chachirus, another form of giving over the land. And the Kitzer explains. So noisin hamakabel l'bal asada schum kotzev miperes asada, that the person who has the land gives a certain amount. So these are, again, two very common forms of giving out land, if we find in the Gemara, which is the aris takes a percentage, whereas the chaycher, what he does is he takes a fixed amount. Now, the benefit of taking a fixed amount is even if it's a poor crop, he'll still get a certain amount, no matter what. On the other hand, if it's a very lucrative crop, he would be just fixed to a certain amount of money that he would get. Oibikablanus is another form, which would be that he's basically a rental. Shanois and Lai Mais Beschiris, that he's being paid a fee for being able to use the land. Hare'elu Oivdim Kedakam. So over here, the people who are working this mourner's land, so they have a full right to work it because they have their own interests involved. Hare'elu Oivdim Kedakam, we may Oivel Shabbal Asada. They can work normally, even though the actual ownership of the field belongs to the mourner. Because the work is for their benefit, because if they're not going to work, they're going to have a loss. Ein lahem l'hafse b'shvil avloi, so therefore they should not lose just because the actual owner is in mourning. However, if the mourner has hired a day worker in his own field, also then it would be prohibited, even if it would be in a different city, so people wouldn't know that he's mourning, and if it wouldn't be a disrespect as far as that's concerned. Because since it's in public and it's being done for the avel, it's something that should not be done. Now, it would seem that what we're talking over here is things that are not going to be a loss. If they're going to be a loss, that should go into the halacha we said before, that would be permitted. The point here is that something that's not even a loss, if it's being run by a person who's a sharecropper who has the field, then he has a full right to do the normal things that he does because he's doing it for himself. Whereas if it's a day worker, then if it's not necessary to be done, it's not going to cause a loss, then the Kitzer is saying that it should not be done. Now the Kitzer is going to describe the opposite scenario. Ima avel hu aris b'steishal acher. What happens if the mourner, he is a sharecropper in someone else's field? So can he work? Also, lavid by ba'atzma. So he himself can't work because, as we mentioned before, for the mourner himself to do the work is more stringent. Aval the acher mutter, but through others it's permitted. Why? Because since other people's benefits are involved, then therefore he can't be stringent. Mutter is permitted. Mishum de'ein zayis nikras melachas ha'avam. This is not considered the work of the mourner. Ela melachas balasada, but the work of the owner of the field. Again, the point is that since they both have interests here, so therefore, if, when the mourner is going to hire someone to do work for him, it's not viewed as solely his work, but it's viewed as work for the landowner as well, so therefore it's permitted. However, if there's other items that a person is supposed to, he's supposed to work on, maybe if he's like a tailor or something, and he's supposed to work on other people's garments, so he should not do it through others if it's not necessary that it should be done right away. Because over there, even though the customer is benefiting from it, but it's different when he's doing work for the customer as opposed to he's doing work for a partner or someone else that's involved. That's when he's doing when this worker is doing the work because the mourner is a sharecropper, then it's considered that the worker is not only working for the mourner, he's working for others as well. But when the mourner is, say, the tailor, and he gives it over to someone else to do, so we consider that to be his work, even though the customer is benefiting. Now, if the customer needs it right away, or for some other reason, so obviously then it could be done, and that's what the kitzur ends off, that but if it's something that's going to be a loss, yasal de'achayim, then he could do through other people. Sif yud. Behemasha shal ha'avil ha'muskaris la'acha. Now what about if he rented out his animals? Mudr la'aseich la'aseis b'malacha. So again, the renter could use them, do work with them. Kivan shesachram k'ayim shenas avil. Because since he rented them before the morning set in. Oschiris kanya, and therefore, when a person rents something, he has a certain element of ownership. V'havin shel asaycha, so therefore, as far as the laws of mourning is concerned, they're considered to be a property of the renter. L'acha kolayis yimei aschiris aser, but then obviously once it finishes the rental, then it would be prohibited to do the work because they belong to the mourner, and the mourner is in shiva, and he should not be doing these types of work. Sif Yudal. Mutter la'avil l'kaba malacha la'asos achim evdli. What about accepting work to be done afterwards? So accepting a contract or something like that. So says the kitzur that he is permitted to do that. Because we're not talking about doing it during the avelos, we're talking about doing it afterwards. U'bevad shalo yishkov la'yimdoin. But as long as he doesn't have to be involved in doing other forms of work, malacha, to make the contract, which would be measuring and weighing, k'derech shu'oysa b'sharp amim, like he would do otherwise. So basically, if it does not entail him doing anything other than just accepting the job, then it will be permitted to do during Shiva. Haisa sif yud beis. Haisa la avil eiz b'locha b'yadacher. Now what if the avil had given over something to someone else to fix, right, so his suit to the tailor or something like that? Kivan shehu hibakablana, since the tailor is being paid for the job, v'kibla sa b'locha kadim shenasa avil, and he accepted the work before this fellow became a mourner, and it's in private, so therefore no one's going to notice that he's working on the clothing of this mourner, the one that's working on it. So therefore it's permitted to do it. Because again, since the obligation came beforehand, and he's doing it privately, then it's not a problem. Yud Gimel. But what about building? So building is very public. Even if a non-Jew is building, and he's being paid for the job, so therefore he has very little connection to the actual work, and it's even a place where there's not a lot of Jews, that it's not really such an issue of people seeing, also it's still prohibited, because nonetheless, building is something considered to be, but for Hesia, considered to be in public, and therefore it should not be done, because it looks like the Ovel is having work being done for him during his Shiva period. Now, if he gave over his field to someone else for a set amount of money per year, that he gives a set amount for doing everything, to plow and to plant and everything like that, some permit and some prohibit. Now, the point over here is that this worker is not a regular day worker, that he gets paid per day, but he's getting paid for taking care of all the plowing and all the planting and all the things that have to be done. So on the one hand, we could consider that the Kabbalah is working for himself, and therefore it's not the Oval doing the work. On the other hand, it is something that's done before Hasius, it is done in public, so therefore it could be problematic. So with this, unlike building, there seems to be a machlokes, and the Kitzer just brings that there are varying opinions about it. Let's continue with Sif Yudalev. Melachas Habayis. What about housework? Ein behem mishum melacha la'avil. That's not considered melacha, because again, this is just needed for normal living. Umotel isha b'mei avla. A woman, especially, who has an obligation to the duties of the house, b'mei avla, when she's in mourning, she's permitted lafois to bake, ulavashlan to cook, velasas kol tzarchei habayis, and to do the various needs of the house, masha tzarchla, what's necessary for her to do. Masha ain't tzarchla aser, what's not necessary that she should not do. V'chein mishuresis. Now, what about a woman whose job it is to work in someone's house and to take care of these things? And if she's going to be sitting Shiva, you know, everything's going to come to a standstill. She ula evil, that she became a mourner. Aval pi shehi mishuresis b'schar. Even though she gets paid for it, motul alasa is kol tzarchei habayis. She could do it because, again, it's not b'fahasi, it's not in public, and it's needed, and it's just house chores, so therefore these things are permitted. Aval loy sasa ma she'enui tzarchei habayis alarvich, but something extra, right? Let's say they're going to pay her extra if she bakes extra cakes or whatever she does, so then that she just shouldn't do. V'kol she'ken shalei tzeitzim in habayis, and she shouldn't also leave the house, k'moy shar aval, like any mourner. One of the things the mourner shouldn't do is that she shouldn't be traveling around in the streets. So here also, you know, even if she needs to do certain things for her cooking, but she should have other people do that. And but what needs to be done inside the house, that already she could do. Now we get to Sif Tezvav, which is the final Sif in this halacha. Shnei shotvim, two partners, chenvenim, that own stores together. She'era evil echad meham, that one of them became a mourner. Noelim chanusam, they need to close their store. Shelo yase hashutuf v'fahesya, because if he's going to work the store and it's going to be in public, then it's going to be a problem. Aval yochol ases v'tzinu b'sech beisoy, but the other partner, for the benefit of the mutual business, could still do work in his house, filo b'esek hashutuf, even in things that are of mutual interest. V'im ha'avel hu adam chashuv, now if the mourner is a famous person, and it's everyone knows it to be the mourners as opposed to the partner, sheish la'avol chelik boy, and you know, it's all known in the under the name of the person that's mourning. Also, l'shein la'asas afilu b'seich bay, so then he can't even do it in his house because it's predominantly considered to be the business of the mourner. V'makom sheish hafzeh gadol, but if there's going to be a great loss, im gama shutuf Shalavol lo yiftach hachanos, if he's not going to open the store, yasa shelos chacham, then they should ask a question, im lahati lachal shleishus yomim, if one could permit after the first 3 days of mourning. Now the Sefer She'arim Mitzionim Ba'alachal brings over here the opinion of Rukiv Eger and others that say that if there's a loss, then a partner could open the business. Another interesting question is, what happens if you have two people that they have two stores and they split the profits between the two? So according to some achrayim, then one would be allowed to let the one that is not run by the mourner, he would be allowed to keep it open and they could split the profits, because that's not really considered to be as connected to the mourner as the store, that both of them run together, even though they do split the profits. And obviously after the first 3 days, it would be better than doing it right away. Now, I mentioned before that a mourner is not allowed to write, so there's an interesting question. What if, you know, this is a problem with the Sefer Torah and Shul, and the only Sefer available is this mourner? Or let's say he writes the get, and he writes the divorce documents, and they need to write a get, they need him as well. So they bring from the Sefer Al-Halaf al-Chashlema, from Shlomo Kluger, that he says in these situations where it's something that's needed and it can't wait, then he would be allowed to do it. There's also a similar discussion about a mourner that's a shaychet, that's a ritual slaughterer, or a mayel, that all these types of things, if the community needs him, then he would be allowed to do it. Another point that the Aruch HaShulchan mentions is that this prohibition of writing could be only writing that's a real craftsmanship, like, say, writing a Sefer Torah. But if it's just to jot down some numbers, you know, of things that he spent or whatever it is, then that could be permitted. So this basically concludes the halachas regarding the malachas that are also the actual work. And in the following semana, we're going to learn about the other things as far as washing oneself and other forms of pleasure that are permitted during Shiva.